Now to the young people first. The Beatitudes. You know where we are on this? Any idea? What were we looking at last time? I think it was a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? Yes, what were we looking at?
Blessed are the peacemakers.
Blessed are the peacemakers. Right. So we looked at what it was to be a peacemaker. And we looked at how God can use you. Can use you at school, can use you with your friends, but even at home, to be those peacemakers. Well, it moves on from there, doesn't it? What is the next one in this? Somebody like to read it out? Elizabeth.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Right, so it's those now who are persecuted for, what's the word in your Bible? For what? Righteousness now. What do you think the Lord was saying there? To be persecuted for righteousness. Any idea on this? Any thoughts? Yes.
People that get in trouble for doing what's right, what's right in God's,
Right, I think I know what you mean. What I think you're trying to say is that there are people who get in trouble because they deserve to be, you know, they've got themselves in trouble. Is that what he's saying? I couldn't quite... Sorry, what was he saying?
He was saying for being right.
For being right, yes. That's right, yes. So, how are we made righteous? If you're right, how do you know you're right? How do you know you're right?
Because God will bless you.
He will bless you, yes. Anything else when you know you're right? Anything else? Any other thoughts?
The Spirit will show you.
Yes. It's for the children, Mother. We're all children in Christ, aren't we, in that sense? How do we know we're right? Yes. You have that peace. That peace is the assurance in your heart that God says you're right, even though they may be saying you are wrong. Have you ever had an experience like that? Where you were right, but they're saying it's wrong, or you're being falsely accused, lied, but in your heart you had that peace that before God you were right. Have any of you, maybe some of you are a bit young for such an experience, but it will come, it will come. And that peace that says you are right before God is a great help, is a great help. But sometimes we've been foolish, and so we pay the consequences of our actions. And sometimes, sadly, we're not that good example. But Jesus is speaking about those who are persecuted for righteousness. Now, who makes us righteous? Who makes us righteous? Stella, do you know who makes us righteous? Jesus makes us righteous. How does Jesus make us righteous? How does he make sinful man, which we were, rebellious, doing our own thing, how does he make us righteous?
Through the Holy Spirit.
Through the Holy Spirit, yes, he does. What does it mean to be made righteous? Any idea? Any idea? Robert, you're a bit quiet at the back there. Any idea what it means to be made righteous?
To be made upright before God.
To be made upright before God. How does God make you upright, righteous, before God? How does he do it? How does he do it?
Through the
Any idea? Yes.
He washes our sins away.
Now, does he just do it? Or does there have to be a process? Does it have to be something on our side? Yes? Do it? What do you think is on our side? We have to repent. So in that repentance, God says he provides and he makes us righteous by cleansing us through the blood of Jesus. Now, there's a wonderful analogy how he does this, how we can understand this. You have been condemned by the court to spend the rest of your life in prison. Life imprisonment. And the judge pronounces, and everybody's listening, that you're going to spend the rest of your life in prison behind bars. And somebody in the court suddenly stands up and says, "No, they won't. I will pay the price for them. I will pay for their freedom." And so, on the result of that, you are pronounced free. You will no longer spend your life in prison, because Jesus says, "I have paid the price for you." Now, interestingly, what we find now, this is looking on human terms, we find more and more throughout the world that human courts, human justice as we know it, is becoming more and more corrupt. Because actually what we find sometimes, if you can pay and you have the money to pay for your freedom, you can. And we're going to see this happen more and more throughout the world if you've got money and you've done something wrong. It already goes on. There's tremendous corruption that goes on in justice, in law. But Jesus, when we go to the good news, we have committed sin that nothing, naturally speaking, can pay for it. The most wealthiest person in the world cannot pay for what Jesus has done for us. And so he stood up and he said, "No, I pronounce them free. I pay the price." So that is why the good news of the gospel is such a good news. Because that is what he's done for your life. And so as a result of that, you might find yourself being persecuted. Because he's made you just. He's paid the price. Now, who works that persecution? Who tries to accuse you?
Satan.
That's right. So if we're persecuted for righteousness' sake, in other words, because you are righteous, Jesus has paid that price, but persecution has come against you. So what do you do in that situation? Do you grumble and moan and cry before God? Or what do we do? What do we do? Any idea if we ever meet a situation like that? Yes, Stella?
Worship God.
We worship God. What were you going to say?
Pray.
We pray? Yeah, what else do we do? What else do we do? We praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. We praise him. We thank him because they're all signs that we're righteous before God. And the powers of darkness, Satan, doesn't like that God has declared you are righteous. You are free. And Satan knows that. And so he will bring all false accusations against you to try and, bring your name down. Defame your name. This is what he tries to do. But as we heard, if you've got that peace in your heart, that is good enough. God declares you are righteous. Doesn't matter what man says, what people say, it's what God says. And that's the most important thing for you to know. What does God say about me? That's all I care about. And if you desire that, then you walk right before God. And God can do it. Well, there we are. There is the Beatitudes that we've been looking at over the weeks. There's quite a lot in it, isn't there? Actually, more than we actually realise when we really begin to open it up to see what is in the Beatitudes. It's the walk of discipleship. This is what it is. This is what Jesus actually was teaching here. He said, this is the walk of a disciple, a follower of Christ. These are the principles that work and should be working in our lives.